Hey everyone, and welcome to Fear the Walking Dead, an unofficial podcast about the AMC original series Fear the Walking Dead.
This is Mufs and Mahboob from Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 2, Episode 3 of Fear the Walking Dead. The episode is titled Ouroboros.
So if you are tuning in to this podcast for the first time, what I do here is basically talk about everything on the current week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead.
This third episode coming in was pretty much a big improvement over the last two episodes of Season 2. I wouldn't say it's a really big leap in quality, but I still think it's enough that definitely get noticed. There were some slow moments here and there, like with Chris going off on his own, and Nick suddenly gets lost and falls down at the beach. But overall, I would say things got a little bit better. With Chris walking off, it was the only way that he ends up putting himself in danger while also learn about mercy killing. And then we find Nick going down the hill as he manages to get him out from all the blood and guts that we got to see. It was still a pretty cool moment that we got to see when he saved Alicia back there. Seeing all those guts was a pretty well-played moment that we got to see with Nick, as we see the fearlessness that he has in him, which is something that Strand admires the most, since he was willing to try to get up and close with a walker, as the characters on the show are calling them the infected, and realize that he pretty much became invisible to them. So this is pretty much a early start of learning about how to blend in with the walkers, which is something that we got to see in the original series, The Walking Dead, when Rick and Glenn was covering themselves in guts to cover their tracks and blend in with the zombies. Now let's just talk a bit about what worked here in the third episode. We did get to get introduced to the characters that we got to see from last summer's webisodes of Fear the Walking Dead called Flight 462, which you guys should definitely check out if you guys didn't get a chance. So the only survivors we got to see here is Charlie and Jake from that airplane. It was pretty much a well thought off crossover. Pretty much the episode opened with what happened right after the plane crash, as we see Charlie trying to act all tough, being among the strongest in the group. And she's pretty much traveling with a fatally wounded Jake as the group tried to fend off against what came at them in the water. They all thought the same thing, that Jake should be thrown overboard since he's almost about to die. Problem is, Charlie thinks that he still has a chance to survive out there, which you guys watched one of the chapters from Flight 462. It's pretty much more of an interesting character than most of the characters on the Fear series. And that's to say that I know pretty well that we don't know that much about her, but I would say that would be the reason why she's a pretty interesting character to invest in. She doesn't really argue that much about what is right and wrong, but she's more of a strong and compassionate person. When she came into Flight 462 as that one character who seemed to have an idea of what was going on in the world, plus she and Jake did bring down a huge swarm of zombies on our heroes this week, provided a lot of close combat action. This type of danger is what the show really needs. It felt natural and it didn't feel forced at all. It was pretty much an aftermath of the plane crash itself, as was with Daniel and the kids being on the beach and going through the luggage, trying to find supplies. I really love the final moment in the episode that featured Strand cutting the line that was pulling Charlie and Jake onto the boat. It was a really cold and cruel moment for the character, because we pretty much know where Strand stands on most things. But there's also an element, of him that's all about talk. He's always barking orders, and we still feel that he's leading the group to someplace unknown, which can be risky and dangerous at the same time. He was not willing to take any more passengers at the time when the group found Charlie and Jake. Speaking of, we also find out that Strand is actually on his way to Mexico rather than San Diego, which at first didn't really sit right with Madison at the time, but she managed to convey what she found out to the rest of the group and decide that maybe it might be the best plan for them. But after hearing about them going to Mexico, I feel like maybe Strand is somehow involved in some kind of a drug trade, maybe? We still don't know why he's bringing everyone along with him. Like, maybe he needs more people to help him out, or, you know, maybe at some point he's gonna ditch everyone once they reach their destination. Overall, I feel like this episode was really intense. It brought in some great action, and it was a pretty good crossover with the webisodes from 5462. Not that you would really need to watch the webisodes that much to enjoy it, but it would really help enhance the experience. So you guys definitely should check that out. With a show that doesn't really rely on the source material, it really tries to stand on its own, which I think it's trying really hard with this episode, and it pretty much shows. Yeah, so that's it for me, guys. If you want to listen to any more of the podcast, head to iTunes, please rate it, and take a moment to give us a review as well. Thank you for listening to Fear the Walking Dead podcast. This is Mufsa Mahbub, and if you guys want to check any of my work, check out film-book.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/MufsaNY.
Tune in next week when we review the latest episode of Fear the Walking Dead. Thanks for listening, Deadwalkers. We'll see you then.